Okay, Mike, will you put 10 minutes on the clock for us, please?
I'm on it.
So my co-host today is a Mike, but it's not Mike Swanson in a beard. It's actually Mike Downey, who is owning the boot camps at Mix this year. But first, before we get to that, very quickly, I just want to remind folks that the hotel discount is still running. This is only while supplies last.
Good.
You can get a free night at the Mandalay Bay. Actually, our block at the hotel is already sold out. But that's worth over $250. So that's good money. So
that's considerable.
Sign up soon, but as soon as they're gone, first come, first serve. And then you can get a free pass to Mix. So we announced this contest last week where we said, we know that Mix the Conference isn't the only Mix in the world, right?
Of course, there's
Mix nightclubs.
It's the best Mix. But
it is the best Mix.
Right.
Nightclubs, restaurants, whatever. So lots of people sent us pictures in, and we want to announce the winner today. So I got Mix yogurt from Switzerland. I got, instead of Lost, the TV show, the Mix TV show.
Okay, right.
I got, like, highlighters Mix. I got the technology Mix that had the Windows phone, the Xbox, the laptop, of course. The cat, the tabby, is a natural Mix, right?
Okay,
that's very cool.
Why not?
Man in Nature Mix, that was very cool. But I think the winner goes to Mix Sun Grow.
That's the first thing I think of when I think of Mix. I'm not sure what it is, but it's natural.
You feed your lawn, and that's what we feed the developers back at Microsoft.
Oh, okay, right. Stuff you put on your lawn.
I think it's already 3D. So congratulations. So email me, jritz, J-R-I-T-Z, at Microsoft.com for your free pass. So boot camps at Mix.
Boot camps at Mix.
So first of all, they're happening on Monday, April 11th.
Yes.
That's the first day before the conference actually kicks off.
Right.
And there's only $350 for the whole day.
Right. The whole
day. Very cheap. I think that's a great deal.
Yeah, intensive sessions, and it's really, really high caliber content. We've got some good stuff this year.
So let's talk about the name boot camps, because we talked about this a lot, because last year they were called workshops, you might remember. At other events, we call them pre-conference seminars kind of things. Why do we rename them? What is a boot camp? What to expect?
Well, it's seminar style, and the main focus of the boot camps, we thought, okay, this is the day before the conference, and at the conference we cover a wide range of topics from beginner to advanced, and we thought it'd be nice if you could go the day before and really get ramped up on an entire kind of technology stack so that when you get into the main conference, you'll get more out of it. You know, for example, if you want to learn more about Azure, you know, we're going to have an Azure boot camp. So it'll catch you up. You have 3.5 hours of content where you should walk out of that knowing all the kind of the core fundamentals of what Azure is.
Right.
You know, same thing for Silverlight and for Windows Phone. We have, you know, I'll give you an overview of all those. But idea is you walk away from it and you're ramped up.
Right.
And now when you get into the main sessions, you can really get more out of those more advanced topics that you go to.
Maybe we should explain what they are not. Are they hands-on labs?
It's not a hands-on lab. It's not, you know, instructor-led training where you're going to be there with your computer. And the main reason for that is it takes a lot of time to do that kind of thing. So in the end, you don't get as much out of it because you have to go much slower as an instructor, and it's harder to deliver content to a wide range of people in the audience that way. So we thought this is the best way for everyone to get the most out of it.
Okay, boot camps. We hope this time we explained it properly and that people will sign up. So there are 8 to choose from, right? 4 in the morning that you can choose from, and 4 in the afternoon.
Right.
So let's go through some of those.
Yeah, so first off, we'll take, we have a Silverlight boot camp, which is always very popular when we do Silverlight in anything pre-conference. And that will be led by our Silverlight evangelist extraordinaire, John Papa, and Mike Talty, who's also from Microsoft. They both did a similar type of session last year. This year they have all new content, and they're going to be talking about a lot of kind of the fundamentals of Silverlight, and they'll also get into some of the new stuff that's been announced recently. So that should be a really good one. And then in that track, following that, we'll have a boot camp on Windows Phone 7 development, which, of course, is also Silverlight-based. So if, for example, you really want to get into Windows Phone development in general and you haven't done any Silverlight work yet, it'd be great to go to both of those together.
Right. They so you can go to one in the morning, one
that's
in the
right.
afternoon.
Yeah. So start with Silverlight basics, ramp up through that, and then get right into the phone stuff.
And the phone one, is that the one that where it's like from everything from building the app to getting it into the marketplace?
Yeah. So Grant Hinkson, who's one of our product designers on the Zoom team, and Adam Kinney, who used to be a Silverlight evangelist with us and Expression. So they're going to do that together. And Grant and Adam, I think both have actually put their own apps into the marketplace and done well with that. So they'll be able to talk people through the whole process from building the app to meeting all the UI guidelines, all those things, to actually publishing it and how all the monetization works. So that should be a really good one.
That's great.
Yeah.
Tell me about Stephanie Sullivan's session. I've been reading a lot about her lately.
Yeah, she's fantastic. So I've known Stephanie for years. She's extremely well known throughout the whole kind of HTML, CSS, JavaScript web standards world. She's a fantastic presenter. And she's going to do a boot camp on HTML5 and CSS3, which is going to be phenomenal. I've seen her present before. She's one of the best speakers I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And so she'll be taking people from start to finish, really digging into CSS3, really digging into all of the things that really, I think, are relevant and matter if you're doing any kind of HTML5 work. Mm-hmm. So this will be a great one. Very popular. Mm-hmm. And then in that track, and you'll be able to mix and match. You don't have to stay in the same track the whole time. But in that track, we've then lined up following the HTML5 bootcamp, a jQuery bootcamp.
Yep.
And our Joe Marini, who's very well known in our community, he has been working on HTML, JavaScript. He's really a JavaScript guru. Mm-hmm. He's done trainings for lynda.com on JavaScript and jQuery. This guy's fantastic, great presenter. So he'll be getting people ramped up on jQuery in that afternoon. Right. And then, so the next track, let's see, we've got a great track that's really geared towards more projects, okay, taking real world applications and projects and kind of tearing them apart. So the first one we have is from the crew at gskinner.com.
Yeah, Grant.
Grant mm-hmm. Skinner, world famous interactive developer. He has a company that does just phenomenal work. Mm-hmm. And they recently did a project with us called Pirates Love Daisies.
Which it's a very fun game.
It's a fantastic game. It's HTML5, Canvas, JavaScript game. And in this session, they're going to really dive into how they built that game, but also on a larger level, how to really master the canvas. So there's so much that can be done with canvas in HTML5. And these guys have mastered it. I mean, they just have gone in great depth with it. So they're going to do a great session on that. And then we have, following that, we have the crew from Effective UI, which is an award-winning interactive agency. And they're going to pick apart every aspect of an entire high-end project, from project management to development, everything.
This is a whole gang of people in this one, right?
Yeah, we've got five people, and they represent each key area of
a
project. And it's one of the first sessions I've seen that I'll actually take an entire high-end project and pick it apart from start to finish.
Deconstruct it,
yeah. Yeah, and there'll be code examples, there'll be design examples, video, 3D, like they're going to get into every aspect of it. I can't tell you who what the project is yet because we haven't launched it yet.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a really, really awesome one. So you'll hear about it more later, but trust me, this is going to be a great session. And then the final track, we have a session focused on Silverlight development for SharePoint, which is really popular. I mean, there's a lot of this work going on right now. So Paul Stubbs, one of our SharePoint evangelists, great guy. He's got a book. Oh, we're
Keep
running
going.
Out of time.
I know. Hopefully. 30 seconds.
So he's got a book coming out on the topic, and he's going to cover this thing from soup to nuts. And then we also have a session, a boot camp, as I mentioned earlier, on Azure, which is going to be great, too.
Awesome. Oh, do we have more time still?
You have 2 minutes, really.
Oh, 2 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, well, I set this wrong. Okay.
So this, our timer sucks. We're going to go to a sundial next time. I think that would work better.
So the Azure Bootcamp, then, we've got some great stuff there. So, again, as I mentioned earlier, if you're going to, you know, if you want to, you know, really get into the cloud and Azure in general, go to this one, and we'll have it covered from start to finish and get you ramped up on that as well.
So what two sessions would you go to? I'm curious. If you were just an attendee.
It's a really tough one. The two I'm personally really excited about because I've worked on the projects and I know how complicated the kind of the anatomy of an entire project is are the Effective UI session that's deconstructing that whole project, and then the Canvas session on the Pirates Love Daisies crew from G. Skinner. I just think there's going to be so much great info in those because these are real world. The guys and gals who actually built the sites are going to talk you through how all of that worked, and I'm really excited about that. But at the same time, like all the sessions are so great. Like Stephanie's session on HTML5 is going to be spectacular, and Joe is a fantastic presenter. So that you know jQuery. I mean, I think we all know jQuery is huge, no matter what kind of web developer you are. So getting ramped up on that is going to be huge too. So it's tough.
So what was your strategy when you were picking sessions, picking speakers? Because you have a good mix of Microsoft speakers and non-Microsoft speakers. What was kind of your concept there?
Well, we wanted to look at kind of all the key areas that our attendees are really interested in, right? So Silverlight, of course, was an obvious one. So we wanted to make sure we got the best possible speakers for that. And then we wanted to balance it between kind of, you know, Silverlight, and we have a good SharePoint session for Silverlight development, and the phone stuff. We also wanted to mix in some good web standard stuff and, of course, some of the stuff that we're doing with IE9. So we wanted to try and balance all of that and cover all the major topics that are going to be popular at the event. and really didn't look for specific external or internal speakers. Just tried to find who did I think was going to be the best possible speaker to do the session, and we ended up with a great mix because of that. No pun intended.
Now the timer rings. Okay.